Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you from our latest bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Dogs. If you have a dog, you're probably spending a lot more time together, and your appreciation for your dog's loyalty and intuition has probably increased. We learn so much from our dogs, don't we? If we rescue them, they rescue us back. They show us how to be better humans, and they teach us so much about resilience and fortitude and loyalty. And then sometimes they're so surprisingly smart, which is what I'm going to talk about today in two stories from our new collection of dog stories. In our first story, Carol Graham explains that she and her husband Paul were dog sitting for their teenage daughter while she was away. Her dog Louie, a miniature dachshund, searched the house for his mom. And then he must have concluded that when he saw all her things in the front hall, that meant she was going somewhere. He decided that he wanted to go to that same somewhere and find his human. So while Carol and Paul were watching TV, they heard a commotion on the stairs leading to their daughter's third floor bedroom. Something heavy was being dragged down the stairs, causing a loud thumping sound. Carol peeked around the corner and saw the six-month-old puppy dragging his large, hard-sided Louis Vuitton carrier down the staircase. And those things are heavy. Louis saw them watching and wagged his tail at them and then got back to work. He dragged every one of his possessions, one by one, down those stairs. First his blankie, and then his bowl, bone, ball, and sweater. He even made one last trip to get his leash. Louis was systematically packing, just like his mom had. Now, Louis knew that his mom had gathered her things and then put them in a suitcase. So after he got everything down the stairs, he moved each item into the carrier. That was very hard for him, because the side of the carrier that he could enter through had a wall that was taller than he was. So this little dachshund puppy had to push all his possessions over a wall that was over his head. After Louis got everything into his carrier, he jumped in himself. And then, to the amazement of Carol and Paul, he grabbed the zipper pull in his little mouth, and he managed to zip the carrier closed from the inside. And now, satisfied that he was packed and ready to go, he fell asleep. Carol says he stayed in the carrier all night, and when I unzipped it in the morning, he was elated. Believing he had arrived, he jumped up, but his mommy was not there. Carol started making notes about this amazing dog's escapades. He was so smart in so many ways and so good at getting what he wanted. He loved chicken nuggets, and he expected Paul to take him to McDonald's for chicken nuggets whenever they went on a car ride. When Paul didn't stop at McDonald's one time and then parked elsewhere, Louis managed to squeeze through the window, which was cracked open just a little for him, and then he found Paul two blocks away in a hardware store and sauntered in like it was no big deal. This was in a busy urban area where he had to cross streets and avoid vehicles, and also find Paul in the many stores he could have gone into. Needless to say, they stopped at McDonald's on the way home. Another time, when Louis was outside, he charged at a black bear that had wandered into their yard. That bear took off with Louis nipping at his ankles. Writing Louis's story changed Carol's life and set her on a path to a new career as an author and radio talk show host. Louis is an old gray-haired dog now and still inspiring Carol and everyone else who hears about his intelligence and his adventures. So Louis was one smart dog, and here's another story that illustrates how clever dogs are and how they have special skills that we humans are not blessed with. So we all know how surprisingly accurate dogs are when it comes to their inner clocks. They know exactly what time we wake up. They know what time they eat. But did you know they can also keep track of the days of the week? Marya Morin learned that her dog Mac had that skill during their stay-at-home time during the pandemic. Mac was thrilled to have his mom and dad home with him all the time, starting in March in their little town in Canada. But then something weird happened. Mac got way less happy, and he stayed at the living room window for hours looking for something, and he was whining. Their happy dog was all of a sudden very unhappy, and he stayed that way for days, not enjoying anything. Maria and her husband thought that maybe he was picking up on all the stress about COVID-19. 6 days went by, and Mac was still not acting himself. They were thinking about taking him to the vet. And then their son called, and he put his 4-year-old daughter on the line. Maria said, "Hi, Kara." And Mac went crazy. He ran toward the living room window, planted both front paws on the sill, looked out expectantly, and began a series of enthusiastic barks. That's when they realized their granddaughter, Kara, came to visit them every other Tuesday. Mac knew that she should have visited them 6 days earlier on a Tuesday, and he had been waiting for her and worrying ever since because she hadn't shown up. When Kara didn't materialize after the dog heard her name being said, he became dejected and listless again. Maria called her son and explained the situation. And then they decided to have a nice, safe outdoor visit. When Kara showed up, Mac was overwhelmed with joy and relief. Maria and her husband stayed on the patio watching while the dog and the little girl played at an appropriate distance. And that night, a very happy dog finally had the first peaceful sleep he'd had in days. I'm Amy Newmark, and you've been listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. Thanks for joining us today. If you want to learn more about our new books and everything else going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, join the more than 2 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button to learn more about this new bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Dogs. Or pick up a copy at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Kroger, Meijer, BJ's, and Amazon, or wherever else you like to get your books. We're proud of the way we handle our dog books. We make sure to feature rescued dogs, particularly black dogs and senior dogs, and pit bull mixes, the types that are often left behind in the shelters. And we're donating royalties from the book to American Humane to support their wonderful humanitarian work on behalf of dogs in shelters and during natural disasters such as hurricanes and wildfires. Come back for our next episode to hear two very cool stories from our new book about dreams and how they can help you navigate life. In these two stories, you'll hear about dogs again, but in this case, dogs who came to people in their dreams and the magical things that happen next.